Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the most iconic drum tools in jungle and drum and bass, the amen break. And we're not just looping it and calling it done, we're going to flip it, shuffle it, and arrange it in Ableton Live 12 so it feels like a real drum performance, not a sample repeating in circles. Now, if you're new to this, don't worry, this is a beginner-friendly workflow, but it still gives you that authentic DNB energy. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the drums are not just keeping time, they are the personality of the track. A good amen edit can create movement, tension, and swing before the bass even fully arrives. That's a huge part of what makes jungle and breakbeat-driven DNB hits so hard. So let's build this step by step. First, start a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set your tempo. For a classic jungle feel, aim around 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more modern DNB push, go up to 174 BPM. Then drag your amen sample onto an audio track. If the sample doesn't line up perfectly, turn warp on and use beats mode. A good beginner starting point is to preserve transient so the hits stay punchy. Use the first strong kick or snare as your warp reference, and make sure the break still feels natural. The goal is not to flatten the life out of it. The goal is to keep its character while making it workable in your project. Next, we're going to slice the break into playable pieces. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, you can use Transient if you want each hit separated cleanly, or 1/16 if the sample already sits neatly on the grid and you want a fixed feel. Ableton will create a drum rack, which is perfect for this kind of edit because now you can rearrange the kicks, snares, ghost notes, and little hats without destroying the original break. Take a minute to audition the pads. Listen for the main snare, the main kick, and especially the tiny in-between sounds. Ghost notes, little hat bits, and drum texture. Those small sounds are a huge part of the amen feel. A lot of beginners focus only on the main snare and kick, but the real shuffle often comes from the quieter notes around them. Now let's build the groove. Start with a simple 2-bar pattern before you get fancy. Put the main snare on 2 and 4, then add kick hits on the downbeats or just before the snare. Add a few ghost notes between the main accents. Keep it clean at first. Don't try to make it perfect. Try to make it musical. A really useful mindset here is to think performance, not pattern. The best amen edits sound like someone is pushing and pulling the groove in real time. So instead of filling every space, leave some air. Empty space makes the next hit land harder. In DNB, that tension is everything. Once the basic pattern works, we can add shuffle. This is where the groove pool becomes your friend. You can drag in a groove from the original break or another break-heavy clip and apply it lightly to your MIDI pattern. Keep the groove amount subtle, maybe around 15-35%. You want bounce, not mess. If you want a tighter modern feel, keep the timing more strict and only nudge a few ghost notes manually. If you want more jungle character, let the groove breathe a little more. Either way, the goal is not sloppy timing. It's human timing. That small difference is what gives the loop its forward motion. Now for the real flip. Don't just move the main snare and kick. Focus on the little notes. Move a ghost note slightly earlier to create tension. Leave one hat slice a touch behind the beat for a laid-back push. Shift a kick fragment just before the snare so the backbeat feels like it's being pulled into place. A good beginner trick is to make one small edit at a time. Move a ghost note by a tiny amount, around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Mute one obvious hit and replace it with a softer slice. Or repeat a tiny two-hit fragment before the snare for a stutter effect. These little changes can completely transform the feel without making the break unrecognizable. Velocity is another huge part of the shuffle. Use it to create motion before you add more notes. A quieter ghost hit can do more for the groove than a loud fill. Shape a few hits lower in velocity so the pattern rises and falls naturally. That's how you get that bouncing, breathing jungle feel instead of a rigid loop. Now let's shape the sound a little. A simple Ableton chain can go a long way. Start with EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator. If the break feels muddy, gently cut some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more snap, try a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. On drum bus, keep the drive modest at first, and don't overdo the boom unless you specifically want that low-end weight. Saturator can add some nice density with just a little drive. If the top end gets harsh, soften it with EQ instead of just turning everything down. And if you want extra grit, you can experiment with Redux, but use it carefully. Too much bit reduction will crush the detail that makes the amen interesting in the first place. If your break feels thin, You can add layers, but only where they help. Maybe a short kick reinforcement. Maybe a snare layer for extra impact. Maybe a closed hat or shaker for movement. The important rule is this. Let the amen keep its personality, and let the layer provide weight or clarity. Don't stack too many transient heavy sounds on top of each other, or the groove will lose its shape. Now we're ready to turn the loop into an actual phrase. Duplicate your two-bar idea into four bars and make at least one change in bars 3 and 4. This is where the edit starts to feel like part of a track. Maybe you remove one kick in bar 3 to create space. Maybe you add a little fill at the end of bar 4. Maybe you reverse or trim a slice for a quick transition. Even a small difference is enough to make the loop breathe. Think in phrases. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bar 3 changes the energy slightly. Bar 4 gives you a turnaround or fill that pushes into the next section. That kind of structure is what stops the drums from sounding like a static loop. You can also use automation to bring the section to life. A subtle auto-filter sweep can help create tension in an intro or breakdown. A short reverb throw on a snare hit can make a transition feel bigger. A little extra drum bus drive can help lift the energy into a drop. Keep it subtle and intentional. In drum and bass, the drums often signal the next phrase before the bass fully changes. So even tiny automation moves can make a big difference. Now let's talk low end, because this matters a lot. Solo the drums with a sub or bassline and listen carefully. If the break has too much rumble, high pass it gently, maybe somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz depending on the sample. If the kick is too boomy, clean it up with EQ8. Your drums should sound powerful, but not cloudy. And your sub should stay centered and clean. It's also smart to check mono compatibility on the drum bus with utility. In a live DNB mixes, keeping the low-end mono helps everything translate better, especially on club systems. Here's a really important coach note. Check the groove at the full tempo, not just at a slower one. A pattern that feels great at 140 can get messy at 174. So always audition your edit at the actual project tempo. That's where the renal test happens. And if you get stuck tweaking forever, bounce it. Resample your current version to Audido and work from that. Printing the groove often helps you hear it differently, and it makes it easier to commit to the flip. If you want to go a little further, try this. Make a question and answer feel across two bars. Let bar 1 feel complete, then have bar 2 reply with a small change, like an extra pickup, a missing kick, or a shifted ghost note. That gives the groove a conversational feel, which is a big part of jungle energy. Another strong move is contrast. Make one bar busier, then strip the next bar down. DNB grooves often feel harder when the density changes across the phrase. You don't always need more hits. Sometimes you need fewer hits in the right places. For darker or heavier DNB, a little parallel crunch can be amazing. You can duplicate the drum track or use a return with saturation, drum bus, or a touch of redux, then blend it under the clean break. That gives you weight and grit without losing clarity. So, to recap the workflow, find and warp the amen, slice it to a drum rack, build a simple two-bar groove, add shuffle with groove pool and manual timing edits, shape the sound with EQ and saturation, then arrange it into four bars with at least one variation. Keep the low end clean, leave space for bass, and make the groove feel like a performance. If you can make one amen loop feel alive in Ableton Live 12, you're already learning one of the most important drum programming skills in drum and bass. So keep it moving, keep it human, and don't be afraid to bounce and rework it until it hits right. That's the jungle mindset.